Brenham Cubbets softball is on the air. KWHA's broadcast of the Cubbets game against Ruther is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Dynamic Drains and Plumbing, and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubbets softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubbets softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Ruther High School in Bryan, Texas, where it is District 21 5A softball between the Brenham Cubbets and the Ruther Lady Rangers. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Friday evening. So glad you can be with us wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. And both the teams coming in here tonight, still looking for their first district wins, both 0-2 to start the campaign. And you hate to say this early in the season it's a must win, but for both these two teams, it's a must win.
You're exactly right, Doug. You and I talked about it on the road trip down here. Is it a must? Yes, it is. No, it isn't, but yes, it is.
Yeah.
You know, you really do not want to go down 0-3. And that, no, it's not the end of the season,
but
it's still an important win, and you need to get that first W on the board.
Yeah, it certainly is, and looks like a beautiful night here for some softball action, and so glad you'd be a part of the broadcast tonight. We got a lot to discuss here on the pregame show, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our Brenham Cubbet pregame sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
We go here to Rudder High School. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here on this Friday evening. And we were just noticing the lineups, and it looks like Coach Roberts trying to shake things up a little bit, getting some people. We'll give you the formal lineup in a little while, but trying to put some people in different positions in the batting order, I guess trying to make some things happen.
You know, believe it or not, Doug, you bring that point up, such a great point to bring up. I like the one move she did make. Not saying anybody's bad or indifferent or whatever. I just got to make this politically correct. But I like the idea of moving Hallie up to number one in the lineup. I feel that that is a very good position for her in the lineup and gets her free to get on base early.
Yeah, it certainly has. And Avery Maurer dropping down into the number three spot, which will be a new spot because first two plus seasons on the varsity, she's been the leadoff hitter, and gives her a chance now because we know she's got some pop in that bat and open up maybe some RBI opportunities.
Oh, no, that you great point. You hit the nail on the head. Avery is the type of ball player. She's going to be fine anywhere she is, but I like the idea of putting her in that three hole.
Yeah, and we're going to talk some more about that. Of course, as we said, this is district game number three for these two teams here tonight, and we'll be keeping an eye on the other games as well going on. Of course, Cabot's trying to bounce back after starting off district, a heartbreaking loss. One that they probably should have won against Magnolia, but then just a difficult loss to a much improved A&M Consolidated team this past Tuesday.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The A&M Consolidated is a much better team.
They certainly are, and they proved it, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And meanwhile, we count down to Cubettes and Rudder here tonight, and we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups after we hear some more from our pregame sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And back we go. It's time now to take a look at our starting lineups. And they're brought to you by the Bank of Brenham, Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Cubettes tonight, it'll be Hallie Shield leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the first baseman, Kalen Rodriguez. Batting third will be the shortstop, Avery Maurer. Batting fourth, cleanup hitter Sarah Mabee. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting sixth, right fielder Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting eighth will be tonight's starting pitcher, Kylie Baker. Batting ninth will be the designated player, Kinley Ankowiak. And doing the catching will be Stella Landry, and she will be the flex player this evening. And now the starting lineup for the Rudder Lady Rangers. It's going to be Lenny Hernandez leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the third baseman, Kylie Newland. Batting third will be the designated player, Kelsey Newland. Batting fourth, first baseman, Riley Puente. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kendall Rich. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, Elena Garcia. Batting seventh, shortstop, Kylie Perez. Batting eighth will be the pitcher, Sophia Menchaca. Batting ninth, right fielder Emily Holland, and the flex player and doing the catching will be Destiny Mack. That is your starting lineup brought to you by the Bank of Brenham, and we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at your game time weather update, and that'll be after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
So you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License Number 4054.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And back we go here, and it's time now to take a look at our game time weather forecast. And the game time weather forecast is brought to you by Blinn College. And let me pull it up here real quick. Should have done this ahead of time. And right now here in Bryan, we've got mostly cloudy skies with a temperature of 69 degrees. And then during the overnight hours, supposed to get down to 46 by in the morning. No rain in the forecast. And sunset scheduled to occur at 6:41, so about 9 minutes from now. And winds blowing at 10 miles an hour. That is your game time weather update, and that game time weather update. Well, let's see, where is my. And with the state's highest transfer rate and low tuition in. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit Blinn.edu. Back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
And back we go here, and we are getting set for the Brenham Cubettes taking on the Rudder Lady Rangers. Right now they're doing the player introductions down on the field. They've already introduced all the Cubettes, and now they're introducing the different members of Rudder, and then we'll have our anthem and be ready to get started. Now let's go down the field and pick up the remainder of their...
Playing right field, number zero, Emily Holland. In the flex position, catching number 5, Destiny Mack. The reserves for the Rangers are number 2, Jalen White. Number 7, Christina Lucio. Number 10, Desiree Phillips. Number 12, Lacey Miller. And number 17, Haley Hoover. Head coach for the Lady Rangers is Tori Dumont. Assistant, Jerry Fox, Jordan Willman, Kyle Jones, and Amanda Valdivias. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem? Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight of the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets went glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the
All right, and we are set, and we're going to take one final break and be back with the start of the ball game after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
And back we go here as we are set for the start of the ball game. And it's Sophia Menchaca out in the circle. She'll be working at Destiny Mack behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Riley Puente at first base. Elena Garcia at second. Left side, Kylie Perez at short. Kylie Newland at third in the outfield. Laney Hernandez in center. Flanked and right by Emily Holland. And in left by Kendall Rich. And Hallie Shield will lead things off for the Brenham Cubettes.
Great a cappella. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. We're blessed.
Yes. And left-hand batter stepping in here. Sheila Senior. And first pitch squares away to bunt way high and pulls the bat back. And it's 1-0. And Infielder's playing in, expecting a bunt possibility. And pitches up high. It's 2-0. And the next pitch coming. And stays high at 3-0.
Walks good as a hit.
Feels a very patient hitter at the plate. 3-0. That one got in there for a strike. Machaca working the outside corner. So 3-1 count now on Hallie Scheel. Trying to get something started for Brenham here in the top of the first inning. And takes strike two. And just like that, she's come back to making a full count. And Menchaca with the next pitch. And Scheel pops this one up into shallow center. Center fielder coming on. And Hernandez makes the grab for out number one.
Oh, I just got under a little.
And now Kaylin Rodriguez, the batter. Senior first baseman. And next pitch coming. And this one, she's going to swing and send this one out to right center. Backtracking. And
center fielder.
So the center fielder maybe, caught that one.
Yeah, center fielder made the catch.
And it's a two-way. So two nice catches there by Hernandez. And that's going to bring up Avery Maurer. Junior shortstop. And she sends this one, and looks like Hernandez is going to get a chance to make all three outs this inning. And she does. And so all three balls go to center field, and they're all three caught. And three up and three down. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. And it's the Cubettes nothing. Rudder coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And on we go to the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Lainey Hernandez leading things off. She'll be followed by Kylie Newland and then Kelsey Newland against Kylie Baker in the circle for the Cubettes.
Lainey Hernandez.
Baker in the circle, working to Stella Landry behind the plate, right side of the infield. Kaylin Rodriguez at first, Mackenzie Thiemann at second, left side. Avery Maurer at short, Annie Beckendorf at third, into the outfield. Hallie Scheel in center, flanked and right by Kaylee Rodriguez, and in left by Sarah Mabee. And first pitch is just missing a ball. It's 1-0.
Watch that ball, lady.
And Hernandez waits on the next pitch from Baker, and it's in there for a strike, 1-1. Baker going to stop and take a walk around the circle. And 1-1 delivery. This one's going to be fouled back behind the press box. Or actually, it's off the screen and then bounces back. So 1-2 count on Hernandez.
Pretty good size screen here.
Certainly is. Swung out and missed. And Hernandez down on strikes. That's out number one. And so Kylie Newland, the third baseman for Rutter, to bat now. Baker getting the shot here. Sophomore right-hander. Saw a few select outings as a freshman last year for the varsity. Now getting a chance to spend the full year with the varsity. First pitch is a ball to Newland. And line drive, Rodriguez dove for it and couldn't quite get that one. It'll go foul anyway. Just hugged down the right field line. One ball, one strike.
Nice effort there by Kalen. Get the uniform dirty.
Yep. And this one, ground ball to third. Beckendorf up with it. And she'll throw across to Rodriguez at first, and that's two quick outs. And now that'll bring up Kelsey Newland, the designated player. And Newland hitting for the catcher, Destiny Mack. And left-hand batter facing the right-hand pitcher. And pitches outside for a ball. Baker with a look in. Fires that one, and that is a ground ball foul over toward the third base dugout. And Cubettes, who are the visitors tonight, they're in the third base dugout. Rutter, who is the home team, is in the first base dugout. And 1-1 pitch. That one fouled into the screen once again. And that'll make it 1-2 on Newland. Baker trying to match Menchaca with a 1-2-3 inning. One strike away from doing that. And the 1-2. That one a little outside, and it's 2-2 now on Newland.
Good pitch there by Kylie. Tried to get her to go for a pitch outside the strike zone. Good eye by Newland.
Yeah, the 2-2 bounced up there and gets back to the backstop, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And Baker with her next pitch. Outside ball four, and Newland draws the walk. She'll be the first base runner on either side tonight, and that'll bring up Riley Puente. 13, Riley Puente. So two outs and a runner aboard. And that one is taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Right here, Riley.
And next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-1 now on Puente. Baker trying to work her way back here. And strike call on the inside corner. 1-2.
Painted that inside corner knee high.
And now let's see if Baker can get through the inning here. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Sheil over there to hold her to a single. And that's the two runners on for Rutter. And that'll bring up Kendall Rich now. Rich getting the start in the left field today, or this evening. So two on, two out here in the bottom of the first inning against Kylie Baker. And pitch coming. That one just a bit inside, and it's 1-0. And this one foul away. Took a big rip and got just enough of it. And it's 1-1. Runners first and second. Next pitch coming from Baker. And that one is a strike on the outside corner that time. And it's 1-2 now on Rich. The second baseman Garcia would be due up next. Next pitch coming for Baker. Up high a ball, and it's 1-2. Or no, 2-2 now. And that one is going to be a base hit. And Rutter is going to get on the board. It's an RBI single by Kendall Rich to make it 1-0. Newland comes around to score.
It's two well-hit balls in a row, right?
They certainly are. And both of them were with two strikes in the count.
Yes.
And Baker just couldn't get the finish the hitters off. And so now Elena Garcia to bat. And that one taken outside for a ball. And Baker steps off the rubber and going to take a little extra time before delivering her next pitch. And that one just a bit outside. It's 2-0.
Just missed.
Maurer comes in to offer a few words of encouragement there, try to get Baker through the inning here. Pitch. Ground ball to third. Beckendorf up with it. Throws across to Rodriguez at first, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning, Rutter comes up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We've got one inning in the books. Rutter leading Brenham 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And on we go here to the top half of the second inning. And it is Rudder leading the Brenham Cubettes 1-0. And for the Cubettes, it will be Sarah Mabee, Annie Beckendorf, and Kaylee Rodriguez. The middle three in the batting order. Try to get something going offensively here.
Rudder took advantage of getting those runners in scoring position.
They certainly did. And so Mabee comes up to the plate. Junior left fielder. And first pitch way high into the backstop, and it's 1-0. And now Mabee steps back in there against Menchaca. And that one floated inside the ball, and it is 2-0. Menchaca trying to catch that inside corner there, didn't quite get it. Pitch, and she sent this one a fly ball out to center field. And backtracking goes Hernandez, and she makes the grab for out number one. And so now that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf.
Hernandez, one man show out there.
So far, yeah. She certainly has been. She's made all four plays. And Annie Beckendorf to the plate.
Does a good job. Gets a good jump on the ball.
And she fouls that one off. Beckendorf, senior third baseman. Started all 4 years at the varsity level. And then, of course, we're excited about next year, getting to don the Blinn Buccaneer blue and white uniforms.
Most definitely. Congratulations.
And next pitch is up high for a ball.
Big plus to that.
Absolutely.
Mom and Dad don't have to do a lot of travel.
Exactly. And Beckendorf takes the next pitch for a strike.
Looked like a change up there.
I think it was. So 1-2. And this one foul away. And Beckendorf sends this one a fly ball at the center. Left center, and this time the left fielder comes over and making the grab there is Rich for out number two. So far the Cubettes have put in everything in the air this evening, and that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez, the right fielder. I know Coach is probably, I would think, want them to start putting some on the ground.
That's what you need to relax those hands just a little bit and follow through with a good level cut.
And Kaylee swings and fouls it back into the screen, and it's 0-1. Two outs here.
Relax those hands a little.
Yeah.
Swing at it like you're hitting off at tee.
Yep. There you go. And pitch foul away. It's quickly here 0-2 to Rodriguez. A We're in the second inning, and it's Rutter leading 1-0 on the Cubs. Of course, the Brenham Cubs still got their next game against Lamar coming up tonight. That one's scheduled to get underway at 7:30. Pitch is bounced up there, a ball. 1-2. Cubs taking part in the Brenham Alumni Tournament. They lost to Morton Ranch earlier today, 6-5. That was after coming back in, beating Stratford 8-6 last night.
Big comeback victory last night.
It certainly was. And then we'll be with the Cubs tomorrow when they host Cedar Ridge. That one will be, and note the location change, is Rodriguez sends this one out to right field, and this time the right fielder makes the grab. And that was Emily Holland. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Rutter leading 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And we go to the bottom of the second inning, and it's Rutter leading the Cubettes 1-0. And it'll be Kylie Perez, Sophia Menchaca, and Emily Holland to bat here. Perez, the shortstop. As we said, both these two teams coming into this one looking for their first district win. Pitch is swung out and missed, and it's 1-0. And this pitch taken inside for a ball, and it's 1-1. And that one fouled over into the screening area down the right field side over by the first base dugout. So 1-2 count on Perez. Waiting on the next pitch from Baker. And
ooh, close.
That was awfully close and ends up being a ball, so it's a 2-2 count.
Had to be down just a little.
That's the only thing I could think of. And this one's going to be sent high, pop over to the right side, teaming over. And McKenzie teaming, hauls that one in.
Next batter, number 14, Sophia Menchaca.
That'll bring up Sophia Menchaca, the pitcher. They've actually got the team playing way back over there at second base. She's on the edge of the outfield grass.
Really deep.
And that pitch is up high, a ball back to the backstop. And this one, a ground ball to Tiemann. Fields it cleanly. She'll throw on to first, and that's two away. And And so now it'll be up to Emily Holland, the right fielder. And she'll take the first pitch high for a ball. It's 1-0. Next one up high, and that'll make it 2-0. Next pitch from Baker misses just low with the ball. And it's 3-0 now.
Don't want to repeat the first.
Exactly. And ball four, walked her on four pitches.
All that happened in the first inning with two outs.
Yeah, it certainly was. And so now that gets it back to the top of the runner batting order with Lainey Hernandez, the center fielder. There's been a very busy lady out there in center tonight. And takes the first pitch. Runner first, and two down here in the bottom half of the second inning. Squares away to bunt.
Got it right.
Yep.
Blue got it right.
Sometimes they're not confident about that, but this time he was. Pitch foul away, and it's quickly here 0-2. Runner at first, two down, and Hernandez trying to get her in a scoring position. Yeah, slow roller up the third base side. On our first, two down, and the 0-2 delivery, up high, and that's a ball.
Well, a good stop there by Stella.
It certainly was. Looked like the runner wanted to try to take off for a second. And then when she saw how fast Stella got out of that catch, out of that catcher's crouch, she thought better of it. Ground ball to third, Beckendorf up with it, throws across to Rodriguez, and that will retire the side. In the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. And we go to the third inning. It is Brian Rutter leading the Combats, 1-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we move along to the top half of the third inning. And for the Cubs, it'll be the bottom three in their batting order. Mackenzie Tiemann, Kylie Baker, and Kellyanne Koviak to try to get something going here against Sophia Menchaca. Right now, it is runner on top, 1-0. And I want to send a quick shout-out to the Burton Panther baseball team, victorious over Bosqueville earlier on today. And now Burton playing for the tournament championship down there in Weimar, the championship of the Weimar tournament. That'll be coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Good job to Coach Thaler and his crew on having a success, going 3-0 to start the tournament. Got a chance to win the whole thing tomorrow.
There you go. Good luck, Panthers.
Yeah. And you know, Daryl, somewhere
you took the words out of my mouth. That'll bring a smile to Daryl's face.
Yep. And McKenzie team in there with pitches foul away. Sophomore second baseman.
Next time I see him, I'll have to get his take on the team.
Yeah. And Teeman fouls that back into the screen, and it's no balls, two strikes.
I'd like to give him a hard time. He didn't do such a good job on that football team. He said they were going to win one game, and then they roll on into the playoffs.
Yep. So. He was pleasantly surprised on that one. And pitches foul away.
And we are just kidding, folks.
Of course.
We all love Daryl to death.
Yeah, he is our
great buddy. Great supporter. Because he had beat us up, too.
And next pitch up high. And one ball, two strikes on Teeman. Comets trailing this one 1-0 here in the top of the third, trying to generate some offense any way they can. So far, Menchaca's retired all six batters that she's faced. And pitch foul away. One ball and two strikes. And pitch swung on and missed by Teeman, and she's down on strikes for out number one.
I think McKenzie kind of helped her a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit over-anxious on the swing there.
Yeah, I think that's just need to relax, guys. Relax.
And now Kylie Baker steps up here and try to help herself out with the bat. And pitch was up high for a ball, 1-0.
Couldn't be a better time to do that either.
Yeah. And next pitch taken for a strike. It's 1-1. And this one grounded back to the pitcher. And up with it as Menchaca throws on to first, and that's two away. And Kinley and Kowiak, the designated player to bat. She's hitting for the catcher, Stella Landry. You know, going back to Baker, they wanted some luck. Maybe have John David bring a Super Bowl ring, and then they could each take turns rubbing it for good luck.
There you go.
is going to be up against the fence, and she's going to be in there with a stand-up double.
Hey, good job, Kinley.
First pitch swinging, and she crushed that one.
Tell you what, if you didn't see it, Doug, it hit the base of the fence.
Yeah, a little bit higher, and it would have been out of here.
That's right.
And so the Cubettes finally had their first base runner of the night. And we go back to the top of the order with Hallie Scheel.
Kinley had a pretty good day at the Houston Livestock Show Poultry Show. Going to make the sale sales tomorrow.
Oh, good deal.
Congratulations.
And Shield slaps this one to third and throw to first. And they do nip Shield to retire the side. But in the inning, Cubs do get, no runs, but they do get a hit. No errors and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Still 1-0 Rudder. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And we move along to the bottom half of the third inning. It is Rudder leading the Brenham Cubettes 1-0. And for Rudder, it'll be Kylie Newland, Kelsey Newland, and Riley Puente to bat here against Kylie Baker. And the first pitch is taken by Newland for a strike, 0-1. Kylie Newland grounded to third her first time up. And next pitch coming from Baker, strike called, and it's 0-2.
Quick two strikes there on Newland.
And swung out and missed. Good fastball there, and that's a strikeout. And that'll bring up Kelsey Newland. That's the second strikeout for Baker. Newland walked and scored what's so far been the only run of the ball game.
That run came with two outs in the first.
It certainly did. Next pitch. That one's going to be sent out to center field. Shield charging, makes the grab, and that's two quick outs. And that'll bring up Riley Puente, who had a single her last time up. And now let's see if Baker can get through. She could use a quick inning here. Pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. And next pitch coming from Baker. Fouled away over to the right side. Past the stands. And it's a 1-1 count. Yeah, that one taken for a ball, 2-1. Of course, don't forget, we've got the Brenham Cubs in Cedar Ridge tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock at Leroy Dreyer Field, 2:35 pregame here on KWHI. And that one fouled away once again. And speaking of the Bucks, they're on the road tomorrow, wrapping up that series with San Jack. And how about the comeback last night? Bucks coming back and pounding San Jack at Leroy Dreyer Field, 23-5, the final score.
There. Wow. The bats came alive.
They certainly did. Apparently, Coach Hart challenged them, said, "Are you tired of losing all these one-run games?" And they said, "Yeah." So they made sure that one was a no-doubter. And pitches outside for a ball. And it's 3-2, a full count on Puente.
Well, over the years, you know, San Jack has always been a nemesis.
Three balls, two strikes, and Baker. That one up high, ball four. And so Puente will take the walk on down to first, and that'll bring up Kendall Rich. Third walk issued by Baker.
Next batter, number three, Kendall Rich.
Rich had an RBI single her first time around.
Drove a line drive to right center field.
Pitch from Baker. That one up high, and it is 1-0. Baker comes set. Next pitch outside, and it's 2-0. Kind of sailed on her. She was trying to get that one across. So a 2-0 count. In there for a strike right down the heart of the plate, and it's 2-1. And that one high, a ball, and it's 3-1. Runner at first, two down, 3-1 count on Rich. Baker comes set and delivers fastball, swung on and missed, and it's 3-2.
Good fastball there by Kylie.
Next pitch coming, down low, ball four. It's a back-to-back walks, and that will put two aboard now for Elena Garcia. And Garcia grounded to third her last time up. And catches the corner there, and it's a strike, 0-1.
You got it, Elena!
And next pitch, slapped over to third. Beckendorf off with it, throws to Rodriguez at first. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. And we move along to the fourth inning. What do you say we give away a little gasoline? The Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue home run inning due up next. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park.
offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And it's time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue Home Run Inning, where we're going to give somebody a chance to win $50 worth of gasoline if a Cubhead hits a home run. If they hit a double or a triple, it's a rack of ribs. And our first batter here is going to be Kalen Rodriguez. And T.O., who is Kalen hitting for?
Brandon Scavisa.
Brandon, and let's see, I think he's a former Cub, isn't he?
He is a former Cub, he is. Yes.
Well, former Brandon Cub, now we're Brandon Cub. Now current Roundtop Carmine Cub.
Roundtop Carmine Cub now.
And
does a great job over there in administration.
Yep.
Very good job.
And so Kalen Rodriguez, the batter. And first pitch is up high for a ball.
Going back to the other inning there, Kenley Ankowiak is our first candidate for the drive of the game.
Yes, it is. The Hyundai Brenham drive of the game, which we'll award during the postgame show. And right now, Kalen Rodriguez with a 2-0 count. She flew out to center field her first time up. And takes the next pitch for a strike from Munchaka. It's 2-1. And she pops this one up along the infield. First baseman over. And making the grab there in foul territory is Riley Puente for out number one. So sorry, Brandon, no winner tonight. But keep trying. And next up, we've got Avery Maurer. And Avery hitting for?
Leslie Weiss.
All right, Leslie, you are up next here in the home run inning. As we said, $50 worth of gasoline from Buccaneer Food Store or a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. And Maurer takes the pitch for a ball, 1-0. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. I actually, when I went to go fill up the cruiser this morning, stopped over there and grabbed me one of their tacos.
There you go.
Very good. And Maurer sends this one a high fly ball out to center. And over and making the grab is Hernandez for out number two. And so that's two down now.
Sorry, Leslie.
Yeah, and they'll bring up Sarah Mabee now, and Sarah is going to be hitting for
Beverly Richter.
Beverly, and another one of our regulars here on the home run inning. And also don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Don't forget their stuffed baked potatoes and good barbecue sandwiches as well. And don't forget, and you make the call, and don't forget about their motto over there.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, proud supporters of area sports. And it's a 2-0 count on Sarah Mabee.
Good fried catfish today.
Yeah. And pitch is taken inside for a ball. 3-0 count.
And Doc would always get the fried catfish and the crawfish etouffee on the side.
He always loved to brag about their crawfish etouffee.
Yeah, on the side.
And the pitch is a strike call. Three-one pitch. And inside, ball four, and Mabee draws the walk. So that'll get a runner aboard, and now that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf. And Annie hitting four.
Tommy Lindsay.
All right, Tommy. Let's see if we can get you some gas or some ribs here. You got a good candidate up there. Beckendorf with five home runs on the season. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch coming, and sends this one a high fly ball out into right center. Coming over is the right fielder to make the grab, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on, and don't have a winner there. So tomorrow afternoon, we'll bump it up to $60. And remember, we keep going until we have a winner. We're halfway through this one, and it is runner leading the Cubettes 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And back we go here as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And it's going to be Kylie Perez, Sophia Menchaca, and Emily Holland for the Runner Lady Rangers. And right now, runner leading the Brenham Cubettes 1-0 here in this District 21-5A matchup. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap, and we'll do that after the next pitch. And it's taken for a strike 0-1. And right now, so far, the only run of the game belongs to runner that occurred back in the bottom half of the first inning. Kelsey Newland had a two-out walk. And then Riley Puente followed with a single. And then Kendall Rich, another single that drove in Newland with the only run of the game. And since then, the pitchers have both been putting zeros up across the board. And that's where we stand right now. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 runner. And that pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-2 on Perez. And that is your Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger in Brenham, 2801 Highway 36 South. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And that one fouled away and remains one ball and two strikes on Perez. Perez popped up to the second baseman team in her first time around. And fouls that one back into the screen. And pitches swung out and missed, and down on strikes goes Perez. And for Baker, that's her third strikeout of the game. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Sophia Menchaca. Menchaca grounded out to second base her first time up. And next pitch taken for a strike, it's 0-1. You're listening to the AM 1280 KWHI in Brenham and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And this one, ground ball over to third base. Beckendorf up with it. Fires across to first. And that is quickly two outs. And this is where we get it, because so far in each of the first three innings, Baker's gotten the first two outs, but it's been the third out that's been the issue. And Emily Holland, the right fielder to bat.
Had a base on ball or less to bat.
And pitch from Baker is low and inside a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch up high for a ball. It's 2-0. And that one is a strike call. 2-1 count. Of course, the Cubs after tonight, and they play again a special matinee game coming up on Tuesday. Pitch is fouled away. They're going to be back at home in Alumni Field Tuesday afternoon for a 1:30 game. And, of course, we'll have the 4105 pregame here on KWHI in the Cubs. Not an easy task there. Got Lake Creek coming in for that one.
Get a good look at Lake Creek again.
And pitch swung out and missed, and down on strikes is Holland. So for the first time, Baker has a 1-2-3 inning. And three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank to get financial relief. Then make banking fun. Member FDIC, we move on to the fifth inning. Still 1-0 runner. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And we move it along here to the top half of the fifth inning, and it is still 1-0 runner. And for the Cubettes, it'll be Kaylee Rodriguez, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Kylie Baker to bat against Sophia Menchaca. And so far, Menchaca has pitched a good game, only allowed just one hit and one walk. And so Kaylee Rodriguez to lead it off here. Flew out to her counterpart in right field the first time up. And next pitch is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Appreciate you joining us here on this Friday night, wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. And this one, ground ball over to short.
Stop.
And she's going to beat the throw to first. And it's an infield hit for Rodriguez.
Thought that was a clean base hit up the middle, but nice stop there by the shortstop.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Perez
good job by Kaylee.
Made the play. It was a slow roller, so Rodriguez was off with a crack of the bat and got to first. So now a leadoff base runner for the Cubettes. It's the first time they've had that tonight. And brings up Mackenzie Thiemann. Thiemann's squaring away to bunt. She's going to pop the bunt up. It's going to be caught by the first baseman. And Rodriguez had to jump back there in a hurry. Nice head. And nice heads up play there by Riley Puente. And made the catch and then the throw back. But luckily Rodriguez got the hand in there. And save that from being a double play for the against the Cubettes. And so now Kylie Baker a chance to help herself out with the bat. Squares away to bunt and swings and misses. And it's 0-1. That one she probably should have pulled the bat back on.
I would think so. Good call.
And squares away, bunts it, foul up the third base side. And so now an 0-2 count on Baker. We're at the top of the fifth. Brennan trying to get something going offensively, and that's going to be a base hit. Nearly took out Rodriguez as she was running by, and Kaylee keeps right on running. She's going to end up at third base, and now going to second, and now coming home. And Rodriguez is going to be out.
I have to admit, that was a good play.
Yeah. I mean, they made the play. They threw it home, and I'm surprised Rodriguez tried to run on there. I think that was ill-advised. I know they were trying to sneak the run in there, but that, especially with the only being one out, I wouldn't have tried that. And now they're going to do a courtesy runner here. And is that Liliana Gonzalez going in to run for Baker down at second.
What they did is the third baseman threw the ball, Kylie Baker going to second, and the throw going into second, they saw Kaylin make the move to go to home plate and threw a strike to home plate.
Yeah, and then Kaylee had to try to get back to third, and catcher just ran her down.
Well, maybe Kenley can come through again, so let's see.
And Koyak had a double her first time up.
Off the base of the left center field wall.
And this one inside and down low. But yeah, the catcher there for Rudder, Destiny Mack, showing some pretty good wheels behind home plate, running her down the line there. So two outs in the inning. And Kowiak fouls that one away.
A little hesitant on her swing there. Not a good follow through there, Kenley. Just relax.
And that pitch taken for a ball. 2-1. And pitches inside for a ball, runner going. They threw the ball high, and the shortstop was over there, but it's going to be a stolen base for Gonzalez. And so now Van Goyak could just get a base hit here to tie this one up. And she sends this one a high pop into shallow center. And Hernandez coming in, makes the grab. We're at number three. So in the inning, there were no runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Rudder still leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And we move on to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And we're back to the top of the runner batting order with Lenny Hernandez, Kylie Newland, and Kelsey Newland against Kylie Baker. Hernandez 0 for 2. And Baker ready. And the first pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one back up the middle, and that's the hit for Hernandez. That's a Kylie Newland, the batter. Newland 0 for 2 in the game. And for the Raiders, that's their first base hit since the first inning. Infielder's playing into the corners, expecting a bunt here. And she does lay the bunt down. It's a good one. And Baker throws over to Tiemann, covering first base. And a picture-perfect sacrifice bunt there.
That was textbook right there, Doug. Great point.
And that'll bring up Kelsey Newland.
Really good bunt.
Next batter up, number 23, Kelsey Newland.
Newland 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. And on that, by Kylie Newland, Hernandez now moves into scoring position down at second base. Next pitch is a strike call. It's 0-1. Up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. And that one ground ball foul up the third base side and over to the left field corner.
Thought that was going to be one of those C and I singles.
Yeah. And hugged the line until it got and just went to the left of the third base bag. One ball and two strikes on Kelsey Newland. And that one taken outside for a ball, and it's 2-2.
Thank you.
And that one foul away.
Well, Newland got just enough to stay alive.
Two balls and two strikes. Just close. Missing, and it's ball three.
Just missed.
Three balls, two strikes now.
So you got to get this batter.
And foul away. That'll hold the count at 3-2. This one, a ground ball to third. Beckendorf up with it, throws to first, and gets the out.
That's a big out.
It's a two down now, but also on the play, Hernandez moves to third base. And that brings up Riley Puente, who's been on base both times at a single and a walk.
Make you laugh, Doug. I turned into an engineer.
Okay.
My clip broke on me.
Okay.
And I found it and repaired it.
Oh, good. And pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Puente with one of those base hits back all the way back to the first inning.
Two outs. And oh, next pitch taken, of course, strike.
There you go.
Good pitch there by Baker. Painted that outside corner. And now let's see if she can get out of this inning without giving up a run. If so, she would dodge a major bullet. And that one sailed outside, and it's 2-2. Nice job by Landry to get out there in a hurry and keep that one from going to the backstop. Yeah, that one down low ball. Two balls and two strikes on point day. Fouls that one away off the top of the screen. And it's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, that one fouled away again.
That Puente not going away lightly.
No, she's not.
Right here, Riley.
Yeah, this one a high pop, and Beckendorf will grab it for out number three. And so in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we go to the top of the sixth inning. It is still 1-0 Rudder. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Colcourse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we move along to the top half of the sixth inning. And it is Rudder leading the Brenham Cubettes 1-0. And for the Cubettes, at the top of the batting order, due up Allie Shield, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Avery Maurer. And Menchaca warming up. And so far, the top of the batting order, Coach reshuffled it a little bit, but 0-6. And something that I don't think she definitely did not want to see.
That most definitely.
And so we'll see if we can rectify that here. And so Hallie Shields stepping up to the plate. The infielder's playing Shield in. And takes a strike going one. Next pitch coming. That was bounced in the dirt and gets to the backstop. It's 1-1. Next pitch, and Shield drops this one into left field. Opposite field base hit, and the left fielder misplayed it. And Shield is off to the races. She's going to end up all the way at third. Be a single and an E7. And now Kaylin Rodriguez to bat.
I'll tell you what, that's just what the doctor ordered.
And now nobody out with a run. Now let's see if she can get this run home. And time is called. And it looks like Rudder going to have a meeting at the circle here with the pitcher, catcher, and all the infielders along with their coach. Looks like Coach Roberts came over now. We're going to change base coaches. Coach Roberts was at first now. Going to coach third and send Coach Van Hook over to coach first.
Put the rally cap on.
Yeah. Thomas called, not really sure what something happening on the other side of the dugout there. Coach Roberts calling to their attention. And so we got a little bit of a delay here. And so I think now we're ready to resume with Rodriguez stepping in here.
Hey,
As he sends this one, a fly ball out to right back, and that is going to be gone. A two-run homer just inside the foul pole. Kalen Rodriguez has put the Cubettes in front on a two-run homer. And that gives Brendan a 2-1 lead.
Very timely. New candidate.
Yep. And that'll bring up Avery Maurer now. So Brendan with a 2-1 lead. Maurer's flown out to center field both times. And next pitch up high for a ball. And pitches up high for a ball.
Took a while, but we got it rolling.
Yep. Now let's see if we can keep it going. And next pitch up high. Now we're trying to get it going here. And that is ball four. Maurer takes the walk. And so now that'll bring up Sarah Mabee.
That's only the second walk given up.
Yeah, just the second walk by Menchaca. And Sarah Mabee, who drew the first of those walks, is up at the plate now. And pitches a strike call. Maurer going, and she is going to be in the second base with a steal. And so maybe waits on the next pitch from Menchaca. And this one, a little flare out into the center field. Drops in, and Maurer running all the way home. Throw to the plate is offline. Maurer scores. And maybe just keeps right on running. She ends up all the way at third base. Yeah, that'll make it 3-1 Cubettes now. And up next now is Annie Beckendorf to bat. Beckendorf 0-2 in the game. So maybe a third. Still nobody out here in the inning. Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a pitching change here for Rudder. And so with the pitching change, we will take a quick break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at
TegoToyota.com.
And we're back here in the top half of the sixth inning, and the Cubs have taken a 3-1 lead. Annie Beckendorf batting, and she sends us one to base hit, and maybe we'll score to make it 4-1, Brenham. And now they'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. It's still nobody out here in the sixth inning.
New pitcher, Doug, is Riley Puente.
And Riley Puente.
And I'm trying to find out who's at first.
Okay. Oh, Emily Holland, who was in right, now at first.
Yeah. And who's in right?
Okay. So there we go. So we got Desiree Phillips is down right. Emily Holland moved to first. And Puente is the new pitcher. And runner going, throw down, and Beckendorf in there with a stolen base. And I believe the front may be coming through.
I believe it's here.
Got some rain starting to come down, and it get a little air, feel that cool air coming into the press box here now. And it's 2-0 now on Rodriguez. Kaylee is 1-for-2 in the game with a single and a fly out to right field.
And we both have shorts on, Doug.
Yeah. And this one is over to second base. They're going to go to first, get the out. That's one away now. And Beckendorf moves to third. Now to bring up Mackenzie Tiemann. And this one, a pop-up over toward first, and Holland there to grab it for out number two. So Tiemann retired, and that'll bring up Kylie Baker.
Kylie can help her cause. Got a little cushion now.
And fouls that one back. It's 0-1. And for the Cubs, after being down 1-0 since the first inning, they've come up with four runs here in this inning. And they now have taken the lead for the first time, 4-1. And strike call. Oh, no ball. And it's 1-2.
You thought exactly the same thing I did. Pitch didn't look too bad, but it had to be a little low.
And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-2. And Baker sends us one a base hit. And that will score Beckendorf to make it 5-1, Cubettes.
Second base hit for Kylie. One more runner. And an RBI.
And we're going to get a courtesy runner.
Liliana Gonzalez.
And so Gonzalez is running once again for Baker. So with Amkowiak coming up here, the Cubs have batted around in the sixth. And this one is a little flare out to second. They're going to flip to first and get the out to retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubs do come up with five runs. Let's see here. Five hits. There was one error and one run left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs lead this one 5-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go here. And as we get started with the inning, Kendall Rich will be the batter. And it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And you'd be the third caller to the KWHI Studios, 836-9937. And win a Maluf Z-Pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cool and gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys in Brenham. And that one is back up the middle, and a base hit there to lead off the inning by Kendall Rich, and she's been on base now all three times tonight. And don't forget that Mattress Guys owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham, former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop by his store, 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. And remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0 on Garcia. Cubheads leading this one 5-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. And Garcia swings and misses, 1-1. And that one taken outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Outside a ball. And it's 3-1. And that one, that gets slapped into center field, and a base hit. And Garcia aboard now, so two on for Rudder. And that'll bring up Kylie Perez. Perez 0 for 2 in the game, looking for her first hit.
Rudder not going away lightly.
And they are not. And infielders coming in, Beckendorf really creeping in there, third, expecting a bunt. And lays down a good bunt. Beckendorf throws across to Thiemann and gets the out.
Another really good bunt there.
Thiemann was covering first base in the play, and so that's one down. And also moves the runners up, Rich to third and Garcia to second. And so Desiree Phillips will bat now. First time we've seen her in the game. She came in the when they made the substitutions in the last half inning. And first pitch to her is a strike, 0-1.
Good comeback there.
And in there for a strike, good pitch by Kylie Baker.
lively fastball there, knee high outside corner.
Yeah, that one foul away again. Holds the count at 0-2. And a pie for a ball, 1-2. Swing and a miss, got her on strikes, and that's two down now. And that'll bring up Emily Holland. Holland has walked and struck out.
Emily Holland.
Five strikeouts now for Kylie.
And next pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 count. Swung out and missed. One and one count. Baker ready with the next offering. Yeah, that's down low for a ball. 2-1 now. Get through this inning. Keep it a four-run lead for the Cubettes. And that one inside and low, and it's 3-1. Lady Hernandez waiting on deck for the Cubettes. Or excuse me, for the Lady Rangers. And Baker going to step off. And now Landry going to go out, and we're going to get a visit to the circle from pitching coach Megan Whalen. Talking to her young right-hander. Coaches had a piece. Teammates come in for some extra encouragement, and we're ready to resume. And a pie ball four, and that'll load the bases. And back to the top of the runner batting order with Lenny Hernandez. And now Coach Van Hook out of the dugout, positioning the outfielders.
Hernandez with a base hit, her last at bat.
She's 1-for-3 in the game. And right down the heart of the plate for a strike goes Baker, 0-1. And that one gets by, runner coming home, and sliding in and scoring on the wild pitch is Kendall Rich. And so that'll make it 5-2 now. And also moving up, Garcia the third and Holland the second. And Tom Gollum. Probably heard a gate or something on the other side there. It's been the wind as it's picked up here at the ballpark. It keeps blowing it open. Yeah, it looks like we may be having a... I see Heidi Busker coming out of the dugout. And so we may be getting a pitching change. Looks like we're going to get a pitching change here. Yes, we are. Baker's going to come out and Busker's going to come in. So with the pitching change, we're going to take a break and be back. Cubs leading at 5-2, bottom of the sixth inning, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Lubell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And back we go here, and Tommy, we've got a new pitcher out there for the Cubettes.
Yes, we do, Heidi Busker.
And so Heidi taking over for Baker to try to nail get these last four outs here. She'll be looking at Lainey Hernandez. And this one back up the middle, a base hit, and one run is in. And she'll came up ready to throw just in case they try to go again. It'll be an RBI single to make it 5-3 now. And I want to congratulate Jenna Holt, the winner of our Mattress Guys giveaway this evening. And Kylie Newland, the batter. And that run will be charged to Baker. And Busker's pitch gets away from Landry, and another run comes in, and we're down to a one-run ball game. And so that makes it now 5-4.
And a runner in scoring position.
Hernandez is at second now. So the Cubettes after a 5-run top of the sixth. Now runners come back with 3 runs here in the bottom of the inning. And foul tip. And it's 0-1 on Newland. Newland 0-2. Laid down a sack bunt her last time up. And by the way, this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. a pie for a ball. 2-2. And a pie, it's 3-2. And this one back to the pitcher, Buster up with it, throws to first, gets the out to retire the side. And so in the inning, they come up with three runs on three hits. There were no errors and one left on. And we go to the top of the seventh inning. Cubs lead this one 5-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahlman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979- 830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And on we go to the top of the seventh inning. And it'll be the top three in the batting order for the Cubs: Allie Scheel, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Avery Maurer. And by the way, I forgot to mention in that sixth inning, Allie Scheel made the first run of the game for the Cubs. And our first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so here we go with Allie Scheel leading it off here. And the way this game has gone, Tommy, I imagine Cubs looking for some insurance runs.
I would say yes. You are absolutely correct.
And pitch is foul away.
The other thing, go back to the sixth, Doug. We had nine runs scored total between the two teams in the sixth inning. I mean, eight of the nine runs total in the game scored. Eight of those were scored in the sixth inning.
That is correct. And next pitch taken for a ball.
Pitchers were doing a good job of throwing up zeros.
And that one got away from Puente. And by the way, I want to give you an update on that Cub game back at Fireman's Park. They are currently leading Lamar 4-1 and play is in the top of the third inning there. And it's Brady Bunker on the hill for the Cubs in that one. And Scheel sends this one to ground ball to third, throw to first. She beat it out. Infield hit. And Scheel 2-for-4.
Third baseman should have charged just a little.
And now that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez.
Gave Hallie that extra step.
Rodriguez 1-for-3, but that one hit is a two-run homer.
That bomb back in the sixth.
And pitches up high. Scheel goes, and she already had the base stolen before the catcher even got that one out of the mitt.
For sure.
And time called. Coach Ferretta heading out, wanting to have a word with the base umpire. Not sure what this is over.
She's going to say she left too early.
That, I didn't think about that, but that could be. We saw some of that in the Magnolia game.
Coach tried, lost the battle.
And it's a 1-0 count on Rodriguez. And that one up high for a ball. It's 2-0. For a ball, it's 3-0. And that pitch is taken for a strike, 3-1. And outside ball four. And it's a two runners on now for the Cubettes. And that'll bring up Avery Maurer. Maurer 0 for 2, but did draw a walk her last time up and came around to score. And squares away to bunt. And tried to pull the bat back. Was called a strike anyway, and it's 0-1. And Maurer lays this one. Lays down the bunt, and the catcher came up with it, and
not going to get anybody.
Yep, it's going to be an infield hit for Maurer, and that'll load the bases now for Sarah Mabee. Mabee's been on base twice with an RBI single and a walk. Yeah, that one up high for a ball. Andy Beckendorf up next. So the Cubettes have got the order right where they want it to be. Now can they capitalize? And maybe pops this one up. And that is going to be out of play. Landed in the bleachers just right in front of us here. That'll hold the ball, hold the count at 1-1.
That shows what the wind has changed.
Yeah. Foul away, and it's 1-2. Yeah, that one gets away just from the catcher just a little bit, not far enough for anybody to advance. And that'll keep the count at 2-2. And strike three called. Maybe caught looking for out number one.
I mean, she painted that outside corner knee high.
And now that'll bring up Andy Beckendorf. Beckendorf 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. And she sent this one to base. Hitting that'll scoot all the way to the fence. That's going to get at least two, maybe three. Beckendorf digging for two, and that's going to be a three-run double. That'll be four RBIs in the game for Annie now. And that'll make it 8-4 Cubettes. And Thomas Collins, we've got a conference in the circle there for Rudder. So Combats, after being shut out the first five innings of the game, come up with five runs in the sixth, and now three so far here in the seventh, and still only one out. And Kaylee Rodriguez, the batter. She's 1-for-3 with a single. Pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Good to see those insurance runs.
It certainly is. And that one back up the middle base hit, and Beckendorf will come in to score. And that'll make it 9-4. RBI single for Rodriguez. And now that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann.
Kaylee's second hit of the game.
Yeah. And pitch to Tiemann. He is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And you can hear that wind rustling outside. Next pitch, fouled away. One ball and one strike. Change up just misses, and it's 2-1. One out, runner at first. Four more runs are in for the Cubettes. And team ends in that one. Ooh. Foul down the line.
Smoked one.
Over into the right field corner, and it's 2-2. Two strikes and a pitch. Swung and a miss, and Tiemann down on strikes. And that will bring up Kylie Baker.
Kylie with a couple of hits on an RBI.
And takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0. Eighth batter in the inning. And she sends this one back to the pitcher. Throw to first. And that will retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs tack on four more runs. On four hits, there were no errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs lead it 9-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
French fries and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And here we go, bottom of the seventh inning. Cubettes 3 outs away from securing their first district win. And for Rudder, it's going to be Kelsey Newland, Riley Puente, and Kendall Rich batting against Heidi Busker. And the pitch to Newland is taken for a ball, 1-0. Busker coming on in relief of the starting pitcher, Kylie Baker. And next pitch, that one's going to be sent foul down the left field line over chasing. And did she make the grab there?
Yeah. Made the grab.
Yeah,
she did catch it.
Yeah, good catch there, Sarah Mabee.
Yeah, great job there by Sarah.
And so that's one pitch, one out. And that'll bring up Riley Puente. Okay,
like that, even better.
And Puente has been on base twice with a single and a walk. Busker's next pitch swung out and missed, 0-1. And next pitch taken for a strike, it's 0-2. And that one foul away. It's off the top of the batting cages down the right field line. And that'll hold it 0-2. And this one's going to be popped up along the infield. Maurer calling for it. She'll haul it in for out number two. And so now, Rudder down to their final out. And it'll be Kendall Rich. Rich has been on base all three times. She got two singles and a walk. And she's also scored a run and had an RBI. The rest is going to try to see if she can keep her perfect night going. Pitch from Busker. Change up in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Oh, nice change up there by Heidi.
And strike call, 0-2.
Knee-high fastball, outside corner, perfect pitch.
And just missing a ball, it's 1-2. Cubs leading this one 9-4. Trying to get this last out here. And that one is going to be a base hit. And Rich with her third hit of the night.
She's been a nemesis.
She certainly has.
How's that?
Three hits and a walk, so she's been on base all four times.
Yes, she has. Good night for Kendall Rich.
And now Elena Garcia will bat here. Garcia 1-for-3. She singled and scored a run her last time up. And pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Yeah, that one, slapped it short. Now we're up with it. Throws to first.
Oh, she couldn't dig it out.
And Rodriguez couldn't dig it out. And so two runners on, and Rudder not done yet. Perez batting now. She's 0-for-2 with a sack bunt.
Say, well, they don't go away lightly. I'm telling you. All right, Heidi, just work on the batter now.
Yeah, And pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1. Busker trying to nail down a save here. Up high, and it is 1-1. Runners at the corners, two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And this one, ground ball, that is going to knock down by Maurer, no play. And she airmailed the throw to first. That's going to allow the runners to move up, and runner safe at second. She had no, Avery should have held the ball there. She didn't have a shot at first.
You're exactly right, Doug. Great call.
And so it'll be an E6. And that now makes it a 9-5 ball game with Desiree Phillips to bat. First pitch to Phillips. Here's a ball, 1-0. Next pitch taken for a strike. One ball and one strike. Two outs here in the seventh. Heidi Busker trying to nail down this win for the Cubettes. Swung out and missed, and it's 1-2. And it's a runner down to the final strike. And a pie for a ball, 2-2. In there, strike three called, and that is your ball game. In the inning, a runner comes up with one run on one hit, two errors, and two left on. And your final score, Cubettes win it 9-5. And that will send us to the postgame show. I want to let you know this broadcast of Brenham Cubettes Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show is made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielman Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Holy Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with a postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielman Construction and Steget Thielman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielman Construction and Steget Thielman Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielman Construction and Steget Thielman Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
And back we go here on the postgame show. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Coach Roberts still talking to her team out there in left field. And Cubettes win this one 9-5, your final score here, after they were trailing for the bulk of the game. And then it wasn't until the sixth inning that they really got the offense going with five runs in the sixth and then another four runs in the seventh inning there. And that ended up being that late explosion ended up being the difference of the game.
Oh, no doubt about it. The key to that sixth inning was there. We get our leadoff batter on base, and that's what we had not been doing all evening long. And we finally did that, and we got a good rally going in that sixth inning.
It certainly was, and Heidi Busker gets the win here tonight. Or excuse me, Kylie Baker gets the win. Heidi Busker gets the save tonight. And so the Cubettes hold on for the victory here. And not sure if Coach Roberts is going to come up tonight or not. Haven't seen any movement out of the dugout. But anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our John Breeden star of the game and our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Introducing new boneless Wada Wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, French fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings. Wada Wings. Wada Burger. Wada Wings. Wada Wings.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
All right, as we come back here to Runner High School, and we're joined here on the postgame by Kaylin Rodriguez. And Kaylin, after y'all dropped the first couple of district games, how nice did it feel to finally go out there and get this win here tonight?
It felt really good. We knew we had a long road ahead of us after dropping two games. It felt really good to just come out and compete and finally come away with a win.
Yeah, and first couple of innings were kind of tough there. It was kind of neck and neck, and then y'all finally were able to blow it open there in that sixth inning, and you had the big key hit there with that two-run homer. Tell us about that at bat.
Well, they called a timeout, so I had more time to understand and, like, relax myself if I had to step in the box. And then Robert said to keep doing what I was doing and hit a fly ball, which I was doing all game. So And that just happened. I'm
sorry. No, you're all right. And so now get the win here, and nice way to start off spring break, huh?
Yes, sir. We can go in. We can relax for this next 2 days, and then we're back at home versus a very tough Lake Creek, and got to keep going.
Yep, and we look forward to that, and we will see y'all again on Tuesday. And now we got Annie Beckendorf coming here. And Annie, congratulations on this win here tonight.
Thank you.
And you had a big game in that 6th and 7th inning, 2 hits there, 4 runs batted in, and take us those last 2 at bats.
Yeah, well, we were all as a whole struggling, you know, with hitting the top half of the ball. So really, my mindset after the 2 at bats was, you know, get on top of it. Doesn't matter, just hit the ball on the ground hard somewhere. And so my last 2 at bats, that's what I did.
Yeah, and you know, came through, and it was. Rudder didn't really play like a team that's 0-2 in district,
yeah.
And they kind of gave y'all some fits tonight, but y'all managed to pull your way through it.
Yes, sir. You know, we've been struggling in our 2 district games, but it's nice to get this win, and we're ready to go and compete against Lake Creek next week.
Yeah, and it's also like I was telling Kaylin, it's a good way to get the spring break start.
Yes, sir. definitely.
All right, thanks, Annie. We'll see y'all on Tuesday. And now we're going to bring in Coach Olivia Van Hook. And, Coach, after dropping the first 2 district games, how important was it for y'all to get this win here tonight?
You know, it was very important, you know, just going 0-2 the first couple games. You know, you start to worry a little bit. But, you know, we just had to get back in practice and get back to work and start working more fundamentally on the small things and just really execute there. And I think, you know, it helped us a little bit for this game. But I'm just going to be real honest with you, not real pleased how we played tonight. So, again, we were able to get a win under our belt, but I think we're a lot better ball team than what we showcased tonight.
It was really close until, and then that 6th inning, y'all were trailing 1-0, and then all of a sudden the bats came to life there. What did y'all say to them in the dugout to try to get them get going?
I think it was all game. We were just telling them top half, you know, relax, don't be so anxious. You know, the first 6 hitters of the ball game hit 6 fly balls. So really the message was just relax, hit the top half of the ball, you know, let the defense work, put some pressure on people. And I think once we started to relax a little bit more and see more pitches and see the pitcher a little bit more, we were able to do that and kind of bust it open right there.
Yeah, and I imagine also, too, getting this win, it has to be a confidence boost for the team, especially going into spring break and knowing you got that tough Lake Creek team coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, we definitely needed to get this, but I hope the girls aren't satisfied. I hope that they're, you know, still a little bit hungry, and I hope that, you know, that they look back on this win and know that they aren't satisfied, because again, I don't think we played our best, and I think if we go into Tuesday the way we played tonight, it's going to be a long game for us. But again, we got the win, and I think we just need to settle in, get back to work, and just continue to find our identity a little bit more, and just continue to work on the little things fundamentally wise, and just be better execution.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you again on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
All right, Coach Olivia Van Hook joining us here on the postgame, and back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland compact tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors and the Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approved. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply.
Down payment may be required.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
And back we go, and it's time now to name our star of the game. And we actually just heard from her a few moments ago, Annie Beckendorf, with a what turned out to be a big night at the plate.
Oh, no doubt about it. Go back to the sixth inning there. Annie got a single just when we needed something to happen, got an RBI, and then came back in that last inning. And we needed to get some insurance run because Rutter found a way to get back in the game. And she had the bases loaded, got a big double that cleared the base, three RBIs. Good night for Annie Beckendorf. 2 for 4, 4 RBIs. Our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And you heard from this young lady also just a few minutes ago.
And that goes back into that sixth inning there. Annie came up with a runner on base and just hit – I mean, a bomb down the left field line for a big two-run home run.
Yeah, and Kaylin Rodriguez there, that two-run homer, and that's our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
Great job, Kaylin.
And drive off in a brand-new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back for the final wrap-up after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And we come back one last time here to Rutter High School. Final score, once again, the Cubettes win it 9-5 over Brian Rutter. And as we were saying with the girls and with Coach Van Hook, a much-needed win. And hopefully this will be the start of getting things going in the right direction.
No doubt about it. Coach Van Hook, Coach Olivia could not say it any better than what she did. The Cubettes needed to make a statement, and it took them a while to get it started, but they got it started there in that sixth inning. So, you know, I hope they can, as she said, I love that word, identity. Go back and find yourself, because they are a good ball club. They know they're a good ball club. They just got to go out there. You got to put the effort out on the field.
Absolutely. And, I'm going to let you pass along a quick score. They're in the fifth inning right now, and Brenham Cubs leading Lamar at the Brenham Alumni Tournament 4-1. And speaking of the Cubs, we'll be with them tomorrow. They're going to be taking on Cedar Ridge, and that'll be at Leroy Dreyer Field, 3 o'clock start time, 2:35 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Want to thank Austin for his fine work on the boards back in the studio. Thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our sponsors for making the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI, this is Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.